In late 2012, more than 100,000 people on Long Island went without power for weeks after Superstorm Sandy hit. That led Governor Andrew Cuomo to blame Long Island Power Authority for mismanagement. In 2013, the New York legislature passed a bill introduced by Cuomo to reform LIPA. They stripped LIPA of its power to actually run the utility, and LIPA started contracting out all daily operations to a New Jersey company, PSEG. But now, Katie Toth reports, the New York State Comptroller has questions about whether that reform is working.
Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says after the reforms, LIPA ratepayers aren't seeing a difference in their service or their electricity bills.
LIPA ratepayers are still paying amongst the highest costs for electricity in the nation. The recent survey from a consumer satisfaction perspective shows that Long Islanders are still unhappy with the service.
When the state reformed LIPA in 2013, it did set up an office to oversee LIPA and the companies the agency contracts out to. That's the Department of Public Service office on Long Island. DiNapoli says he wants to see that office inspecting more of LIPA's facilities and more of its financial records. He also wants the office to have more regulatory power. The Department of Public Service responded. They said DiNapoli's analysis is wrong and they have unprecedented oversight power. The department says Long Islanders' electricity rates were frozen between 2013 and 2015. This January, LIPA and PSEG asked to increase those rates by about 3% annually for the next 3 years, starting in 2016. Katie Toth, WSHU News.